A short message today called Be Unsquishable. All right, so kids, I want you to make a squishy face with me. Be unsquishable. All right, so we're in a series from 2 Corinthians, and we're in 2 Corinthians 4. We're just going to take a couple verses from that chapter this morning, some bite-sized stuff for our family Sunday. But here's the verses we want to look at. It says, but we have this treasure, and the treasure is talking about is the glory of God, the glory and power of God. We have this treasure in jars of clay. That's us it's talking about, right? In jars of clay, to show that this all-surpassing power is from God and not from us. We are hard-pressed on every side, but not crushed. Perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not abandoned. Struck down, but not destroyed. We always carry around in our body the death of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may also be released in our body. All right? So the first point we want to say today is God's power is in us. God's power is in us. We are, this verse says, we are jars of clay. We are weak containers. But the container is less important than what's inside the container, right? The container is less important. It's what's inside that counts. When we ask Jesus, boys and girls, when we ask Jesus to forgive us for our sin and we choose to believe in him and follow him, he comes to live on the inside of us. Isn't that amazing? By his Holy Spirit, he comes to live on the inside of us. And it doesn't matter how old we are. It doesn't matter how young we are. We aren't powerful because of how big our muscles are, right? We're powerful because of who lives inside us, right? So boys and girls, your memory verse this month says that we shouldn't let people look down on us because we are young. I know, you're going to say it. You're going to say the whole thing in a few minutes. We shouldn't let people look down on us because we're young. What does that mean? It means Jesus loves kids. Right? That's what it means. He loves teenagers. He loves grown-ups, but he especially loves kids, right? And in fact, one day he took a child and put her right in the middle of a crowd of people that thought they were super important. And Jesus said, unless all of you important people become like this little child, you can't even enter God's kingdom, right? And so God really values kids. They're very important to him. And there is no junior Holy Spirit, right? There's not a Holy Spirit for grown-ups and then a baby Holy Spirit for kids. But if you have the Holy Spirit living on the inside of you, then he is just as powerful as the Holy Spirit that's living inside of me or any of the grown-ups, right? That means that we don't have to wait until we're grown-ups to have the Holy Spirit working through our lives. We can do great things for God no matter how old we are, no matter what people think of us. It doesn't matter. Doesn't matter how tall you are, doesn't matter how small you are, no matter if people think you're fast or smart or popular or strong. None of that matters to Jesus. He made you just the way he wanted you. And he put his Holy Spirit on the inside of you to make you dynamite for him. Dynamite. To do powerful, explosive things for him. You know, when the Bible says that the power of God lives inside of us, that word power in the Greek is dunamis, which is the word we get dynamite from. The dynamite, the explosive power of God lives on the inside of us. So, God's power lives in us. Secondly, life is hard, but God is good. Life is hard, but God is good all the time, is right. So having Jesus on the inside of us and being on his team doesn't mean that we never have a bad day. Any Jesus followers in the room ever have a bad day here? Right? All of us, right? It doesn't mean that life will always be easy. Sometimes life is really hard. It's really difficult. Right? Sad things happen. Whether it's wars around the world where people are getting hurt and dying because countries are fighting each other. Whether it's somebody at school who's being a bully. Somebody in the workplace that's getting on our nerves. Whether someone we love is sick, right? Sad things, difficult things happen. And it can feel like the world is putting real pressure on our lives sometimes, trying to squish us, right? Squish. Trying to squish us. Sometimes it can feel like it's hard to breathe, or we don't know what to do. But this Bible verse that we read this morning tells us that even when it gets really difficult and the world tries to squish us, that God is at work on the inside of us, making us strong enough that we don't need to get squished. Right? I'm gonna do this. I'm going to get two brothers up here. Can I pull you up here, Matthias? Come on up. Thomas, come on up. Two brothers. Wouldn't you like to? Wouldn't you like to? All right. Which of these guys you think is stronger? Do you think you're stronger than your brother? You're not going to comment?
I know I'm stronger.
You know you are? Okay, you get this one then. All right. So, Matthias, can you squish this can for us, please? Just totally crush it. Squish it. Wow! Look at that.
It wasn't empty.
Not totally, eh? So, Thomas, can you crush that can for us? Give it your all, man. Come on, come on. No? Okay. All right. Thank you, guys. Let's hear it for the boys. So, two cans. This one got squished, not just because of how powerful Matthias's arms are, how strong he is, but because it was open and empty, mostly empty, and there was no pressure pushing out on the inside. And so it got crushed under the weight of Matthias's mighty strength. Right? Thomas, as powerful as he is, couldn't crush this can, right? It's actually impossible for a human, for any human, to put enough pressure on this can to crush it. If you jump on it, I don't know. We'd have to try it. Maybe outside later. But it's actually impossible for a human to put enough pressure. Up to 600 or more pounds of pressure are needed to crush this can because of the pressure pushing out from the inside. And the reality is that this verse that we read says that we are pressed but not crushed. Why is that? Because we have someone on the inside of us who is bigger than the universe, pushing out, giving us strength, giving us what we need every day, so that even when the world is pressing on us, trying to crush us, trying to squish us, we are unsquishable. Right? Because Jesus is on the inside of us, giving us the strength that we need. Lastly this morning, so life can throw at us all the hard stuff that it wants, and it will, right? That we will have days when we get disappointed, we get discouraged, we get frustrated with stuff, we get news that is sad and difficult. There will be stuff in life that is just difficult to handle. Like when my mom died, sure. Or my dad. Yeah, it's true. Those were sad days. And yet, Jesus was on the inside of me, and he's on the inside of us, giving us everything that we need to be unsquishable. We hear a lot about fair trade, grown-ups. I don't think the kids probably hear a lot about this. We hear a lot about fair trade these days, right? And the trade deals, and I don't want to get into the politics of all that. It's a mess. But we sang a song at the beginning of the service, right? An oldie goldie. We said, I'm trading my sorrow. Trading my sorrow for the joy of the Lord. I don't know why we are so blessed that God is at work in our lives and that he loves us so much that we can trade in all of our junk. Folks, we can trade in our filthy rags of sin, and he gives us robes of righteousness, right? We trade in our sorrow, and he gives us joy. The verse that we read says, we always carry around in our body the death of Jesus so that the life of Jesus may also be revealed in our body. That's some pretty heavy theological stuff. But it means that God has an exchange plan. God has an exchange plan. That when we bring him our pain, we trade it in for growth. God uses pain in our lives to strengthen and help us. He doesn't waste anything that happens in our lives. We can bring it to him, and he uses it for our benefit. The worst things in our lives, God is able to use for our benefit, right? There's a verse in the Bible that says that all things, how many things? All things work together for the good of those who love God and are called according to his purpose. So all things in our lives, most challenging, difficult, all of it, God trades it in for our benefit, right? It's really an unfair, it's unfair that we are so blessed. It's unfair that God is so good to us. It's unfair that the world who doesn't know Jesus, when life presses them, they get crushed because there's no Jesus on the inside giving them strength. That when difficult, hard things happen in their lives, it's not used for their strengthening and help because they don't know where to trade it in. It's unfair that God has blessed us so much, right? Let's stand. I want to pray for you, and then we've got a few more things before we're done, but I want to pray for us this morning. I want to pray for the boys and girls. I want to pray for the teenagers. I want to pray for the grown-ups. Because God is with you. God loves you. He is in you. And no matter what is going on in your world, God wants to make you unsquishable. Unsquishable. Father, we thank you for your amazing love for us. Thank you that you are with us. Thank you that your Holy Spirit is on the inside of us. Thank you that we can face anything in this world knowing that you will never leave us or forsake us, that you are always with us, that you're giving us the courage, the peace, the joy, the strength, the wisdom, all the things that we need to face every situation. God, we thank you for your amazing love. God, we bring whatever it is today. We want to make a trade. Whatever it is we brought in here with us, that God has caused us grief, pain, fear, uncertainty, all the stuff. God, we want to exchange it today. We want to lay it down. And give it to you because we know that, God, if we trust you with it, the resurrection life of Jesus comes and fills us and gives us all that we need. We thank you in Jesus' powerful name. Amen. Amen. You may be seated for a couple more moments. Go for it, buddy.
Don't let anyone look down on you because you are young, and set example for the believers in conduct, speech, faith, love, and purity. Timothy 4:12.
Okay, so we're going to together sing a song that you guys know this song, but we've been doing it the children's version downstairs, right? So I'm going to ask all our little helpers, the kids, to come help us sing this song. All the kids.
What?
I know there's some kids here. All the kids. Emma. John and James.
Any of the kids that want to come up, come on.
Any other
up.
Kids?
I'm up already.
No?
Come on up. Yeah.
There's Sammy.
Come on up.
And Ben, I want all up. The adults to be standing up.
Come here, bud. Come here.
And I'm going to just throw off my heels. Some of you need to do that. You can do that. So this song is called Praise. And the children have learned that when we sing songs to Jesus, we sing songs, that's how we are worshiping God and we are telling him how much we love him, right? When we sing and praise, Jesus loves that. So we're going to sing this song and we want, it's called Praise and we have actions to it. So I want to see you all doing the actions as well.
Amen. Amen. Nadine, that's all? Oh, okay. Thomas is coming up. Awesome. Thomas had to do double duty today and had to get him up there as well. So there you go, man.
Okay. I'm going to close in prayer. Dear God, thank you for bringing us all here today. I thank you for our families, I thank you for our friends, and I thank you for all the good things you have given us. Thank you for the chance to praise. Help us to remember to praise you every day and not just on Sunday. Please watch over our families and keep everyone safe. Help us love one another. Help us forgive one another. Help us help one another too. As we leave today, please guide us through the week and stay with us wherever we go. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Oh, we've got some more of those pink sheets, so if you didn't get one, you can get one at the door. God bless you. Have a fantastic week. We'll see you next Sunday.